A University at Albany grad who has directed 3 successful short films is dabbling in the literary world. Osarita Nagamwan is a staunch advocate of women's empowerment and the roles women are taking on today. High school experiences helped shape her unique perspective.
I always was really artistic, and writing was really natural for me. Actually, I was 15 when I caught the filmmaking bug, and so I feel like my entire life has been like a balance between pursuing scientific interests and also wanting to satisfy my artistic self.
Her 2012 short film, Infatuation, was followed by Goodbye, Apathy in 2013, and 2015's Date Me Not. All were critically acclaimed. And like most people, Agamwen would write things here and there, save clippings and photographs in what she admits was a very random fashion.
My freshman year was spent at a Pennsylvania school, and I wanted to make my first short film, and I was trying to think of creative ways to fundraise. So I wanted to like create like this confessional like that I could sell and raise funds for the film. But I met somebody randomly at a grocery store that gave me the money for my short film. It was really just really coincidental, and I didn't have a need to fundraise for my film anymore. But the idea of creating like a compilation of secrets and confessionals really stuck with me. So I spent the next 6 years just compiling intimate things and secrets that I consider to be my own perspectives on things, like my own like eccentric and provocative viewpoints on things.
Building on her personal outlook and growing attraction to the women's empowerment movement, Agamwen decided it was time to share her views in book form.
I am celebrating and uplifting women, and I am presenting my argument of why I feel like women are a superior gender, or presenting like the advantages that I see in my gender, and just like praising my own gender, which I've gotten a lot of hate and like intense feelings for. A lot of people don't appreciate my viewpoint on that, especially with some men that I've shared with. But I just feel like because women have not really been involved in the type of violent ways that men have, so that is the one of the arguments that I make for like why I feel like we are more advantageous as a gender.
The 26-year-old graduated from UAlbany in 2013. She currently resides in Queens. With gender, Agamwen tackles racial issues and a potpourri of social topics.
So it was originally called the Motley Exposé, and Motley because it is a little bit assorted and random in its layout. Probably like a year or two ago, I decided to call it L'Étoile, which is derived from the French word l'étoile, and l'étoile means star. L'étoile is like my favorite word in the human language.
The mysteries of L'Étoile await new readers. There's more at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.